Republicans in the state assembly fell short of the votes they needed to override Governor Jim Doyle's veto of their tax freeze. Their plan would have put strict limits on local governments and lowered the average homeowner's tax bill by $11 over the next couple years. Doyle contends that would endanger funding for police and fire departments as well as school districts. Wisconsin Rapids Democrat Marlon Schneider agrees and had sharp words for Republicans yesterday.
I did not run for office nor come here to fight for the slow undoing of Wisconsin's public educational system. Apparently you did.
Republicans told Democrats that by helping defeat this tax freeze, they were ignoring the concerns of real people struggling to pay high tax bills. The GOP has made their push for a tax freeze a centerpiece of political campaigns. West Salem Republican Mike Hipsch hinted that trend would continue.
If you don't think that the people back home are going to know what happened today, you haven't been paying attention to how we do things. Believe me, they will know. They will know exactly how we vote. They will know exactly who you stand for, and they will know exactly whether or not they can count on you when it gets to a point where they cannot pay anymore.
What remains to be seen now is whether lawmakers will sign off on another tax freeze proposed by the governor that would work by pumping hundreds of millions in new state funds to local schools. Republicans argue Doyle's plan relies too much on borrowing and say the state can't afford it right now. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.